I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As discontent rumbles across the Middle East and North Africa, some question the likelihood of a second Arab Spring. The first began in Tunisia in late 2010, and by March 2011, there were uprisings in a dozen countries. A decade later, protesters are back in the streets of Tunisia and Oman. The Arab Spring resulted in some positive changes, but much work remains. Spokesman Todd Nettleton says you can help persecuted Christians through the Voice of the Martyrs USA. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
Let's watch for the advancing of the gospel, and let's pray. Let's pray for gospel workers there, pray for protection over them, pray for fruit for the work, and let's pray that the Holy Spirit is knocking on the hearts of Muslims and inviting them and drawing them to Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God.
In one way or another, the pandemic has been hard on everyone, but especially difficult for the global deaf community. Door International's Rob Myers says deaf needs grew quickly when the pandemic started.
Back in February and March of 2020, we were glutted with reports. Many times, deaf people will have manual labor jobs or other positions that might even be seasonal. And once lockdowns happen, those tend to be the first jobs to go.
Door trains deaf church planners and deaf Bible translators around the world. At first, these leaders used their own money to pay for supplies, but the need quickly outpaced their capacity.
They actually reached out to our leadership and said, we would love for people to come alongside us and support these families.
Through the 30 for 30 program, Door uses $30 gifts to support a deaf family for 30 days. See how it's changing lives at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.